Hi everyone, this is Kim Windy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com, and you're listening to Passion for Horses. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about trail obstacle training for fun or competition. Now, I've had some people tell me that they just want to do the trail obstacle stuff for fun. They're not interested in competing at all, and that's fine. But there are people who decide to do it for fun and then think about competing. And then there are those who like to really compete with their horse in the trail obstacle competitions. Now, the trail obstacle competitions, those could be for miniature horses, miniature donkeys, mules, I mean, your regular sized donkeys. And the horses, regular horses. And there's just a variety of competitions that you can go and do if you decide to go that direction. And if you want to stay doing it just for fun, like I said, that's okay too. Because when you do the trail obstacle stuff, you get so many benefits out of it for you and your horse. Because it can improve your relationship skills, with your horse. It improves your horsemanship skills, your timing, I mean the problem solving. It can help develop your confidence, develop your horse's confidence more. Just so many things to it. And it can help improve, I don't care what discipline you ride, trail obstacles will help you improve any discipline that you are currently riding. So, doing it for fun, there's just more to than just having fun with it. Because like I said, of all the benefits that it could be for you and your horse. And another thing that it does is it helps to get people more active in their life. Because I don't know about you, but you know, sometimes we get in a point where we're not as active, and this really helps to get us more active with a horse and get out there and get rid of some of our unwanted weight that we might have put on. And I know I've been through those periods before where I have put on some unwanted pounds, and you get out there and you start getting more active and stuff, and it helps you to get rid of that. And it's also doing other benefits, like I said, for your horse too. But it's something that you can do when you're doing it for fun, that you can do for, you know, the family. If they all enjoy the horse, they can do stuff for fun with the horse as a family. And it can be done on the ground. It can be done riding through the obstacle course, because there are people that I've run across out there that they can't ride anymore for some reason or another. You know, they might have bad knees or a bad back, things of that nature that just doesn't allow them to ride anymore. And then there's some people that have had a riding accident, and they just have that fear of getting back on. But doing stuff on the ground really helps to build the confidence. And then adding the trail obstacles to it, that just even makes it better. Because like I had mentioned earlier, the benefits of things that it can do. And I've seen it really help people with their confidence and help their horse with the horse's confidence too. They might even have a miniature horse, or maybe there's a pony that the children have outgrown and they don't do anything with it, but they don't want to sell the pony. They want to keep the pony. So that's something that you can do with the pony and get active with them doing that. And so having fun, and if you decide, you know what, I really think I want to go show. Here's the neat thing to showing. There are online competitions that you can do from your own backyard. You don't have to trailer your horse any place. You're just right there. You videotape yourself. You can have somebody videotape you. Or like me, what I do a lot of times, I just set up my tripod and I videotape myself. Now, Yes, it is harder when you're doing the trail obstacle thing because you need somebody that can follow you around when you're doing the obstacles and stuff. So if you can get one of your kids or your spouse to do it for you, or a friend to do it for you, or a neighbor, something like that, to videotape you, you could compete from home if that's something you want to do. I had a lady who took my horse agility course, and she had never competed at all. And she decided she wanted to try horse agility after going through a course. She's like, I want to compete. This sounds like fun. And she did it from home. And she competed with her big Appaloosa and her miniature horse. And she did really, really well. In fact, with her Appaloosa, she came out with a score of 100 out of 40 in the class. So she was ecstatic by going through the horse agility course that I had, and just loved it. And it made her want to go and do more. Then there's what they have is open shows, where your horse doesn't have to be registered. It's really low key. Go and you just have fun, because that's what open shows are usually about. Just have a lot of fun. And then there's your breed shows, where your horse doesn't need to be registered, and that can get into a little bit more serious competition. But if you're just, starting out, you have fun, decide you want to compete, you need to do those baby steps along the way. And like I said, you can compete from home. Now, those of you that want to do competition, there's plenty of ones that you can go out there and do. And again, they have online competitions for you to do trail obstacle, and you can do it from home, like I had just mentioned a few minutes ago. And then you have the breed shows that, like I said, is a little bit more serious. And that, the miniatures compete, the donkeys compete, mules compete. And then they have the yearlings who compete in hand because they aren't, ridden yet. So it's a great way to get them used to the show ring and get going. It really helps to engage their mind. It gets things so good on the ground that when they're ready to start under saddle, it makes a huge, huge difference starting these yearlings on this trail obstacle stuff. And so, go and do that. And if you don't want to do the breed shows and you have a registered horse, just stay with the open shows. You can still do that and have fun and enjoy it and not have to worry about all the stress of some of these big shows like that. Because I know a lot of people get nervous when they go to that. But then there's some that really, really enjoy that type of competition. So, those are the things that you can do. And I am in my Facebook group, I'm going to be having a offering a mini course here pretty soon, and it's three powerful steps to building your horse's confidence around spooky objects. And I'm only going to be talking about it in my group, so you're going to want to come over to my Facebook group and get involved over there. It's a great community. We have a lot of great people, and it's a safe place for you to come over there, ask questions, and share, things, videos and stuff about what you're doing. And you can just you watch and talk to others over there. So come over and join us. It's equestrians who love trail obstacles. I would love to have you. And in the next few days, I'm going to be talking about this little mini course that I'm going to offer. And I'm only going to take like 4 to 5 people at the most. And that's it. No more. Because it's something that I'm just putting out there. So you'll want to be a part of it. I know you will. So come over and join us in the Facebook group. It's Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles. I'd love to have you there.